Audio Gravity, 30th of September 2009. Good morning. First link today is over on Zopag. I would give you the whole link, but it's absolutely huge. Online advertising overtakes TV sales for the first time in the UK. This is pretty epic. Spending on internet advertising grew 4.6% in the first half of 2009 to hit £1.7 billion, according to the digital marketing trade body, Internet Advertising Bureau, IAB. Advertising on television amounted to £1.6 billion, down from £1.9 billion year on year, the Independent reports. Internet has now overtaken television advertising to become the UK's single biggest advertising medium, the IAB said, adding it now accounts for 23% of the total market. And that's just going to grow and grow. I mean, it's just epic, really, the amount of influence, I think, that the social tools have done in driving people's eyeballs online, maybe from conversations, maybe from the ability that they can output stuff very easily. Anybody can be their own little media manager, their own little brand. It's where the eyeballs are. You know, people are turning off the television less because there's hardly anything on the damn thing anyway. A lot more people are watching viral videos. More people like the whole personalized even side of it. It's just going to get more and more and more. I was watching a video the other day. I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk made a remark about some guy told him that it was going to go back to radio and TV, and that's just crazy. It's just never going to happen. Now the tide has turned. Now the technology has managed to take on this new social level. I think we're going to see a massive shift in where advertising goes to, where money goes to, and how people interact with it, I think. Next link today is over on suck.uk.com. Really love this mirror. I just had to mention it. It's this razor blade mirror, and it's got written on it Sweeney Todd, and it's shaped like a razor blade, but it's quite a big thing. Very, very cool. If you're looking for a Christmas present for me, that would be ace. Thank you very much. Next link. The US relinquishes control of the internet. Sounds really severe, doesn't it, that title? Typical Guardian fashion. Let's get a little bit of spin on it. ICANN ends agreement with the US government. Move will give other countries a prominent internet role. What's interesting about this is the I didn't realize that the US government actually owned that agreement. I'll give you a little bit of detail about it. ICANN, the official body that ultimately controls the development of the internet thanks to its oversight of web addresses such as .com, .net and .org, said today it's ending its agreement with the US government. Yay! The deal, part of a contract negotiated with the US Department of Commerce, effectively pushes California-based ICANN towards a new status as an international body with greater representation from companies and governments around the globe. So you're going to start to see a lot more domain names, extensions. You're going to see a lot more sort of URLs with different characters in from different languages. It's going to be incredibly interesting, but it's also a massive demand on the current IPv4 infrastructure, which, you know, we should have switched to IP version 6 probably like two or three. It should have rolled out 2 or 3 years ago and should be a lot more ahead than it is now. And we're definitely going to be running out of links. IP addresses at this rate, especially if you're going to start to throw on a whole bunch of new domains and sites and services. It already crawls it as it is, so our demand for information or connectivity to that information is going to greatly increase. Next link, feedstitch.com. Take your jumbled mess of feeds and make them one. This is really useful for a number of things. I also use Twitter feed for this. But what I just love the design of FeedSwitch. They've got this like really cool design of these like eye pegs on the front and like lots of string or cable coming in from the left and then on the right, it's all tied together. What's nice about this, if you use something like Tumblr, which only allows 5 feeds, RSS feeds, you can take all of those feeds, your video, audio, whatever, mash it into one feed and then just feed that one feed into Tumblr. So you could effectively have, you know, well, unlimited, really. It wouldn't be really good to have loads of stuff posted into your Tumblr all at once, but you could definitely partition them up into video, pictures, audio from different services. Go check them out. Really, really interesting site. Really nice looking site, and they've done a really good job of it. Next link is over on tuxradar.com. How to be anonymous online with Incognito. So Incognito is this live CD. If you've seen these Ubuntu Linux live CDs where you literally put the CD in, you download the ISO, which is basically the data of the disk. You burn that disk and you boot up your computer from that disk. Once you've done that, the live CD basically kicks in. You don't need to install anything on your computer. It's all on. It all runs off the CD. What's cool about this, it has all of the tools embedded, ready to go to keep you completely anonymous on the web. So, for instance, just to read a little bit of the copy. Apart from these methods to keep you safe from those around you, also on offer is Tor, which sits at the center of Incognito to obscure your online traces. Tor bounces your internet traffic in such a manner that your IP address, which can be traced back to your physical location, is hidden from the outside world. With Tor, you can anonymize web browsing, instant messaging, SSH, and other applications that use the TCP protocol. So you can download that from anonymityanywhere.com/incognito. I'll put a link in the show notes as well so that you can grab it. Final link today is over on headhoods.com. Really love this company. They make hoodies, but instead of just your usual hoodies with a design on the front and design on the back, they've actually got these pictures of certain characters and people heads on the side of the actual hood, so you can pull the hood up and you've got like this face either on the side of it or the back. Now it sounds weird, but if you go and have a look at their site, headhoods.com, you'll see what I'm on about. Could be quite useful, I think, if you're getting, you know, covered by CCTV or something like that. You pull the head cover up, it's got a picture on the side, on a side perspective as well, so it looks like your actual head. And I just really like the concept. I really like creative stuff like this. There's a red one with Michael Jackson's face on the side of one. There's also one with Elvis on there. There's also one with the monkeys out of Planet of the Apes. Go check them out. Really, really cool. There's a photo page as well with the designs that they've got. Some of them are really, really interesting. Some of the photos where they've taken them as well. There's like a picture of Obama on the side of this guy's head in a car. Also from a plain deck of cards. Brilliant. Just brilliant. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.